I'm George Walker. This Friday, January 15th at 7:30, the IU Opera Theater presents a COVID-safe Barber of Seville, conducted by the flexible Kevin Murphy, stage-directed by Michael Schell.
I wasn't flexible. I was what you should be when you do an opera production. And that is, what we've done here is the epitome of what opera should be. It's a collaboration. It's like the greatest collaboration that there is, opera. You have so many components that come together. But when you have a conductor and a director that work together, that like each other, and that have the same goals, and you have two terrific casts, everybody feeds off of each other, and you try things, and you say, what about if we try this, or what about if we do this? And Michael will say, could you maybe play this part, or I'll throw in a dramatic suggestion. I mean, it's not like territorial. It's all about everybody kind of finding the best way to do it. And that's one of the things that I love about opera and collaboration, is that you kind of get inspired with the people that you have around you. Michael came up with this idea. It evolved in the moment because of the people that we had with us and trying different things. And then Alan adding his chord is like, oh, that spurred on another idea. And that's when you get something really fun. And I have to say that in this situation, it was really one of the funnest productions I've ever worked. This was just as fun as anything I've ever worked. I'm so proud of the students, the way they rose to it. And the pianist there, hour after hour, rehearsing this way. I mean, Michael is so patient. That's no way to stage an opera. This didn't feel like a compromise. It was something interesting and new, and I just loved every minute of it.
And Michael was coming up with visionary and masterful storytelling, and he's a frequent guest director at IU. What have you directed before, Michael?
The first show was Pinafore, 2013-14. Yeah,
this season, Michael's doubled all of his credits in one season.
So he's done The Barber of Seville.
Little Women as well.
And what's coming up next?
Xerxes. I'll be conducting that one again too. And hopefully we'll have something of an orchestra.
What did you have for an orchestra for this production?
Thankfully, with our new collab program, we had two really amazing pianists, Lucas Nogara and Marika Yasuda, who were the orchestra, and backed up by our amazing colleague, Alan Armstrong, he's a great coach, and he added a lot of kind of fun background noises like organ cues and drama, and also reinforced the orchestra. And I have to say, you know, having been around Barber so many times, they really brought out a lot.
Rehearsal time is not the same as it is typically, because when we're indoors for 40 minutes, and then we have to take a 20-minute break. So knowing that going into it, we also want them to get the experience of doing a recitative opera. But at the same time, we didn't necessarily have all of the time to finesse all of the recits. Kind of like a school decided to do a live audio stream. They set it up so that it was like an old-fashioned radio play, where they had a Foley artist who would make noises like doors and keys and all that kind of stuff. Everybody showed up, except for the Foley artist. So the girl who's playing the stage manager is talking to the Foley artist, and the Foley artist thought it was on Zoom and they didn't show up. The stage manager is thrown into being the Foley artist. Creating this scenario of an audio stream, it provided me the flexibility to sort of keep people planted, at least in the beginning. One of the characters, the Count, one of these singers who has to act everything out in order to sing it, he starts doing all sorts of blocking and movement in it, and slowly but surely everybody's either trying to deal with him or they end up trying to one-up him. It slowly becomes this spiral, and by the end of Act One, except for the fact that nobody can get close, it kind of feels as chaotic as the Act One finale usually does. It's because every now and then, in the narration, I would make it sound like an old-fashioned radio play version of The Barber of Seville.
Alan adding his
diminished chords and all these kind of crazy things to sort of punctuate certain things that I said in the narration.
Stage director Michael Schell with conductor Kevin Murphy, an IU Opera Theater COVID-safe Barber of Seville, this Friday, January 15th at 7:30, visit iuoperatheater.com. .iu for more information. I'm George Walker.